While many cities around the country, like Washington, D.C., are making great strides in the development of solar energy, Arizona and Phoenix in particular were leading markets that are now falling behind in the industry. Part of the reason for the change may be the increasing costs for residential producers of solar power, but policies adopted by the utilities and the state are the main driving force in this developing field. To talk more about the impact of solar energy policy, we're joined by Dan Shawan, a visiting fellow at the independent research group Resources for the Future. Dan, how rapidly is the industry changing, and is Arizona risk falling behind if these kind of trends continue?
Well, the industry is changing rapidly, and that's partly because of improvements in the technology that have reduced costs, and partly because the expertise for installing solar is continuing to improve and expand. Arizona does run a risk of falling behind, of course, if its policies stop supporting solar installations.
Are there examples of states that, at least in the opinion of what you've seen, are doing it right at this point?
Not everyone agrees on what doing it right is, so
okay.
Reasonable people can disagree about that. There are some principles that one should keep in mind. One is that there are advantages of solar over the forms of generation that we've been relying on for decades, especially coal and also natural gas. Much less emissions from solar, you know, some emissions from making the solar panels, and then, of course, none from using them. That's a significant advantage. The estimated deaths per year from the emissions of fuel-burning power plants in the U.S. are about 10,000. And you also, of course, have the greenhouse gas emissions from the other power plants. Another principle to keep in mind, though, is that when a customer generates power is important. During some hours, it's really expensive for the utility to get power, additional power, and so it's appropriate for the price of electricity to be high then. During other hours, the utility can get power cheaply, and it's appropriate for the price to be low then. So getting the prices to reflect the actual costs of obtaining power is another appropriate thing to do, and that's something that Salt River Project has done in its rate change.
Dan, what about folks who say that developments in solar, for example, and changes should be market-driven? I mean, that can mean some things to some people and maybe something else to others. Do you think that's a productive way of looking at it?
Well, certainly it's good to rely on markets to the extent that one can to promote efficient decisions. However, there are some other factors at work here, and one of them is the advantages that solar provides over other generation. That's worth something, and so it's appropriate for folks who install solar to get a break on their bills that matches the environmental advantages that they're providing to everyone.
Do you think generally innovations in solar are going to be a major part and a vital part of U.S. energy policy as we go forward?
There's the potential for that, and that would be a very good thing, I would say. You know, any technology that doesn't produce much pollution and that becomes the cheapest way of generating power, or almost the cheapest way of generating power, would be a very good thing for society. And solar is looking very promising, both because of the cost reductions that we've seen so far in solar, especially in the last few years, and also because of the work of scientists and engineers who have identified some promising ways to potentially further reduce the cost of solar tremendously.
Dan Shawan is a visiting fellow at the independent research group Resources for the Future.
The business of rooftop solar has been a hotly debated one in Arizona recently, as utilities have tried to adjust net metering programs. That refers to plans under which solar customers get credits from utilities for the power they send back to the grid. This week, the group Environment Arizona released a report which shows solar customers provide more benefit than they get. Brett Fanshaw is the group's solar program coordinator.
It comes at a time when utilities like Arizona Public Service are urging the Arizona Corporation Commission to increase fees on solar customers. And, you know, the report shows that while some utilities claim they're subsidizing solar panel owners, the report shows that the opposite is actually probably true. And if anything, utilities should be paying people who go solar more and not less.
What does the report find as far as one of the utility's main arguments, which is that folks who don't have solar are paying a disproportionate share of maintenance to the grid?
Sure. So the report takes a broader view of the issue of clean energy and particularly distributed solar energy, and points out that the value of distributed solar is quite high when you look at the fact that you won't have increased costs for new power plants or transmission lines. You'll have a more stable grid, and you'll have reduced costs for environmental compliance and things like that as we implement more distributed solar on rooftops across Arizona and across the country. And so the value for having that distributed resource is quite high, and the utilities credit people back for the excess energy they produce through net metering, typically at the retail rate of electricity. The report shows that the value of solar is actually quite above that retail rate of electricity. And so the net metering is actually a pretty good deal for utilities as far as crediting people back for the amount of energy that they're producing.
Those benefits, though, seem like more like long-term benefits, not immediate. They would require many, many more people to have solar panels on their home or on their business. So how do we find a common middle ground here so that everybody can be happy until those goals can actually be realized?
Sure. And I think that's exactly where we want to go. We want to encourage people to go solar and to create a future where the vast majority of our energy is coming from clean resources, and that's certainly what Environment Arizona stands for. And I think programs like net metering, where people are getting fair compensation for the amount of energy that they're producing and sending back to the grid, is a good baseline, and I think we should keep using those policies. And our report points out that we should not be doing things like trying to gouge solar customers for increased fees on top of that.
Brett Fanshaw is Solar Program Coordinator for Environment Arizona, based here in Phoenix. Brett, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.